KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today. A high of 46. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call 712-764-6000. One of two Cass County men suspected of illegally possessing more than 100 sets of deer remains has been cited in the matter. 23-year-old Sean Chamberlain of rural Atlantic is charged with 111 counts of illegal possession of deer remains, plus one count of illegally transporting deer, illegally killing a raccoon, illegally killing a badger, unlicensed harvesting of fur, and failure to report a harvested deer. He had earlier been ticketed for littering. State Conservation Officer Brian Smith with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources told the Daily Nonpareil, Sean's father, 47-year-old John Chamberlain Jr., also of rural Atlantic, will be cited later this week. John Chamberlain Jr. will be cited on suspicion of 111 counts of illegal deer possession, according to Smith. The citations for illegal possession of wildlife remains are simple misdemeanors and can result in thousands of dollars in civil penalties. Authorities began investigating the father and son after a December 29th report of someone dumping litter on the side of a rural road northeast of Atlantic near the home of John Chamberlain. Responding deputies found the hides of four deer, a raccoon, and a badger carcass. According to court documents, a deputy spoke to the two men about the remains. Sean Chamberlain said he dumped the remains along the road. The deputy asked Sean Chamberlain how he obtained the deer. He said the deer were found dead, were roadkill, or were shot in hunts. The story didn't make sense when investigators compared the Chamberlains' license to the animals that had been harvested, according to court documents. The next day, law enforcement officers were allowed onto John Chamberlain's property, where antlers from at least 111 deer and other animal remains were discovered. In addition to the fine of $195 per set of dead animal remains, liquidated damages for an individual animal could be as much as $2,500 plus 80 hours of community service, or $5,000 in lieu of those hours. Well, there will be a special meeting of the Cass County Public Safety Commission this Thursday, January 22nd, at 6:30 p.m. in the basement meeting room of the Cass County Courthouse. Cass County 911 Services Director Rob Coppert said the purpose of the meeting is to discuss and possibly act upon a funding option for the Cass County Public Safety Commission. All the mayors of Cass County have been invited to attend, as well as representatives from the state of Iowa, Shelby County Emergency Management, the Cass County Assessor's and Auditor's Office. The regular meeting for the Cass County Public Safety Commission will be held January 26th, also in the basement meeting room. Well, the general manager of Walnut Communications presented a check in the amount of $300 Monday to Carol Rosenbaum with the Walnut Creek Station Questers. The Questers are part of an international group, and the local group was established in 1977. Their mission is to preserve history through the preservation of historical buildings as well as the study of antiques. The building the grant will help to rejuvenate is located in the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut and is a unique hexagon building, one of only four left in the state of Iowa. The original building was built to cover an unsightly well or cistern, and it was later used on Memorial Day for the ladies to sit inside and collect money for the upkeep of the cemetery. The monies will be used to restore the building, which is part of the older portion of the local cemetery, in and eligible for the National Historic Register. Plans include placing the structure on concrete, replacing the roof with wood shingle, replacing the steeple, repair and replace and missing wood, and seal the building against the elements. In our funeral announcements, Alice Esser, age 81 of Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Alice Esser will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kathleen Renzi, age 92 of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Kathleen Renzi will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elwood Hansen, age 67 of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Elwood Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Clarence Butch Laverne Love, age 70 of Redfield, died Saturday. Celebration of life services for Clarence Butch Love will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Redfield American Legion Hall. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has assisted with the cremation service. Leonard Heller, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Leonard Heller will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Also, we have funeral services for Jimmy P. Kelgore of Atlantic, age 76, who died Tuesday, January 13th. Memorial services for Jimmy Kelgore will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Merlin Hylison, age 86, of Kirkman, died Sunday. Funeral services for Merlin Hylison will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Irwin Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marjorie Johnson, age 81, of Messina, died Sunday. Funeral services for Marjorie Johnson will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Naomi Akers, age 84, of Anita, died Monday. Services for Naomi Akers are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Patricia Curtis, age 70, of Audubon, died Monday. Her body was donated to science, and a private celebration of life service for Patricia Curtis will be held at a later date. Daryl Mendenhall, age 77, of Audubon, died Monday. Services for Daryl Mendenhall are currently pending at the Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon. Boyd Lewis, age 59, of Griswold, died Sunday. Services for Boyd Lewis are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Joyce Ray, age 79, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Services for Joyce Ray are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Mary Popesel, age 44, who is formerly of Harlan, has died. Services for Mary Popesel are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes, and Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.